Is it safe to talk about what you used to do?
We are. We've had a legal opinion that for everything but murder, we're well past any statute of limitations. So.
Well, we experimented with acid, and that was always my favorite drug. Acid, except and then I was introduced to mescaline, and I loved mescaline.
Yeah.
It was my all-time favorite, but it was hard to get. I mean, for some reason, there was never any real mescaline around, so... If we had the opportunity to do either one of those, here's a beautiful little image that stands out in my mind. Before we moved from 6th Street, we were sitting up with Michael and Gail on their upstairs porch one night, and we were doing acid, and they would turn the music on in the living room and open the windows to the porch, you know, and so we would have the music coming out. So we listened to music, and God only knows what all we would talk about, because Michael was a cook, and Joe and I were college graduates, and Gail was like 16 months pregnant with their third child, you know, she just was pregnant all the time I ever knew her. And we would smoke, and we were doing the acid, and we were staying up, and I guess we were drinking either cheap beer or cheap wine. I can't remember. Joe always liked red wine, so it must have been red wine. And we were up all night long, and we were listening to one record after another, because there weren't CDs and tapes at that time, you know. Tapes weren't really prolific. It was records, and Michael and Gail must have had a record changer that would drop discs, you know, and you could... Because I don't remember them ever getting up and going in and changing. It was just a wall of music all night long. And we just sat up all night. And we were out there on the porch. And it begins to be dawn, sunrise. Down, and you could see the sky lighting up. And it was going to be one of those pink, gorgeous sunrises. And just as it starts and we start to be aware, it's light enough that you could say, oh, here comes the sun. That was the exact song that came on. Here comes the sun, doot and doo doo. And like it was an ice cream truck or a milk truck. Came down the road with bells, ding, 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 like a goat cart or something, only it was an automated. And it came rolling down the road, and it had a sunrise. It was a milk truck. It had a sunrise painted on the side of it. It must have been like a old, it wasn't Mayfield, was it Mayfield or something? It was some
Mathis.
It was some local dairy milk truck with the sun on it. And the Beatles singing, here comes the sun, doot and doo doo, and the sun coming up, and the milk truck coming down with the, it wasn't bells, it was the clanking and tingling of the milk bottles and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we thought the universe had done this just for us. We would have freaked out, except it wasn't scary or anything. It was just, we were just ecstatic.
It
was so exquisite and so beautiful and so wonderful. And the timing was so precise that we just thought the whole universe had shifted around to make that happen.
And it might have.
Just for us.
I think it did.
And that was one of my most fond memories. It was sometime after that that Joe and I decided, oh, Atlanta's just a wonderful place. and we want all our friends in Florida to come up. And some of our friends in Florida, you know, Debbie Amos, the NPR and the ABC correspondent, foreign correspondent, you'll hear reports by her on... NPR from Afghanistan or Iraq. I mean, she's gone on to have this tremendous career. She was a girlfriend of one of our friends in Orlando, and so I've done many a drug with Debbie Amos in the past. And